Listen to The Word on iHeartRadio. On Cue is sponsored by Q Leadership Institute. On The Word, 100.7 FM.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for joining us. Friends, no matter if you are a CEO or on the plant floor, the supervisor or digging ditches, the principal of the janitor, or the pastor of the new member, no matter the role, you have a purpose and you're a leader in that purpose. Our goal here is simple. It's to inspire and equip all to lead where they are. Another way of saying it, get us on cue with God's will, on cue with his call in our lives, which is our purpose, and get others on cue with that purpose. With that, let's get on cue and go to the Lord in prayer. So Lord, you're a powerful, merciful, living God. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, lead and bless this ministry and our audience and all that is serving you. Lord, you know this Q Leadership is your brainchild, by our calling your name. We honor you today by doing two things, by giving you the glory to and serving this generation through Q. Lord, your word shares in Romans 12, 2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Lord, please use this ministry and to complete that purpose, to align, equip, and transform some new leaders for your glory. Help others hear the call, receive their call, and raise some transformational leaders and some gatekeepers in your name. In Christ's name we pray, amen. So what is Q? It is how Nehemiah, a model transformational leader, led a starved, desperate, broken, isolated people in building a wall and closing the gaps around ancient Jerusalem. In a sense, he Q'd them up, C-U-E them up. C is for common ground. What can we agree on? The why we've come together. U is a unified thought. What vision can we share? It's the what we intend to do. And E is equally yoked. What is the game plan? What's success like? What's my role in and how we do this together? So Q Leadership integrates biblical principles of purposeful leadership using Nehemiah as a model and helping you do two things. One, get people to trust you. And two, get people to follow you. Trust and discipleship is at the very axis of leadership. What do you expect for our time here today? We like to have a dialogue, a conversation about leadership and purpose based in God's word. Equip leaders with a roadmap to tap into that faith and building that trust and building that discipleship. And we try to highlight everyday leaders that are making a difference, that can testify to God's goodness and who are being transformational in their own way. So we, in the past, we've featured guests like from Dr. Robert Mororey, pastor and author and an authority on Israel. We've had former NFL players and as well as some Top Gun pilots showing the importance of communication. Even having local individuals from the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services during the Ebola outbreak. And the two most listened shows that we've had over the last year and a half or so is one was Harold Nooney Ward. He's a former second in command in the Gangster Disciples in Chicago and has turned his life around. The Lord used him now to try to undo some of the things he'd done before. But also recently, we had the pleasure of having Chipo Chung, who plays Mary Magdalene on the hit TV series AD, The Bible Continues. So if you get a chance to see that tonight, see that series, she's definitely a great leader, someone to follow. So I want to use the show here, just an introductory about On Cue, and share those things that are most pressing and for everyone to know about. I'm thankful for the one that binds us all, of course, Christ. He brought us a long road, brought me a long way, and seems to be through just like you and me. And I offer thanks to Salem for this opportunity to share my testimony, perspective, and fellowship. And I have to pre-warn you, I'm not a preacher, but more of a teacher. I speak about me a lot, but I mostly use my testimony as a basis for much of our conversation. I like to have feedback and questions and so forth and interaction. Love to, at the future shows, be able to call in and have dialogue with it. I'm not politically correct because I think that's part of what's going on with our society. And it may not give you more knowledge, but I pray that the Lord uses us tonight. And I'm a little different, of course, but I want to use the word and kind of walk out of here and apply this in such a great way. Our show is a lot of things, but it is not to criticize, but to shine some light on some truth and love. It's not to tell you what to do, provide a different lens in order to see things. It's not to focus on mere symptoms of a problem, but get to the root of the problem and to treat the infection of the not the runny nose, as we would say. So today, as with any day, let's be open. We pray that you hear the Lord and not me. We have the right questions. And no matter what the differences may be, remember that this life is about love and surrender. And there will be differences of opinions, of course, over course time together. But let us do what a true transformation leader said. Let's agree without being disagreeable and be thought partners and have a fruitful dialogue. You know, with all our guests we have, and you'll come to know us, and those who follow us from Blog Talk to Here will know that we always begin with the same two questions of all our guests. And these two questions help the audience to get to know our guests a little bit better in a short period of time. And it's also begin to reveal some of their purpose as well. And those two questions are, what is the one word that describes you? And two, what would you be doing if money was no issue? So I'm going to try to answer those today so that you can know a little bit about me and kind of lift under the cover just a little bit. What is the one word that describes me? I would say catalyst. A catalyst in order to unify some change makers, some leaders, and shepherds for the Lord's glory. You know, think about chemistry class and the substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction with itself and really ongoing some permanent change. Instead of a chemical change, my calling is to be the catalyst for leaders to gather scattered people that we all are dealing with each and every day. So what would you do if money was no issue? More of this teaching, coaching, preparing, equipping leaders, even expand beyond. It's not just the media, but ultimately sharing curriculums and really help people understand purpose and lead in that purpose. So as we talked about, the Q Leadership Institute, which is what I founded some years ago, is a mission to help leaders of all walks of life to unlock that ability to be transformational, either it's for a moment or a season. Combining biblical principles, some corporate transformation experiences in different seasons and purpose, we help corporate, faith-based, athletics, new and seasons to close some gaps, either on their own or collectively as in a community. So how did we get started? It really got started in 2010, purely off of a question about a well-known politician, which you'll learn more who that politician is as we go through, and as well as read my book that I published a few months ago. We'll talk about that later as well. A group of people said that this politician would be transformational. And this happened, excuse me, not 2010, but 2008. And just remember, during the election time in 2008, the market was crashing. There was a lot of things going on. Banks was failing and so forth. And I asked them, how did they know that this individual will be transformational? And no one can answer that. Neither could I. But the Lord led me to his word and to the book of Nehemiah, which holds a roadmap. And on now just about leadership, but also about transformation leadership that is purposeful. And so Q Leadership helped leaders to understand, to commit, to align, to prepare for a higher purpose using the eternal anchor. So we start with we have a 360 review. So where it's a diagnostic, we use that to assess a leader based upon Nehemiah as the model. So we integrate leadership development, decision-making, team building, and executive coaching, a variety of things. And there was what made Nehemiah so different. And it was six key qualities that the Lord anointed in him that may allow him to build that foundational trust and that foundational discipleship. And we'll talk about those as we go through. But there were six key qualities, and we used in our 360 review to assess the leader on and based upon how well people see them. That is not psychological. Basically, what you demonstrate, what you share with folks. You know, why did the Lord pick me for this? Not sure. I guess because all the second chances, second opportunities he's given me. But the basis of this work is really not from an academic or ideology, but from an inspiration and filled with some life's observations, which continues each and every day. The work is a journey with the Almighty and my walk with Christ, and who honors me with the ideas and the words over the last few years. Again, his brainchild, but our calling. You know, professionally, I provide executives and boards and making decisions on key strategies and help them understand their impacts of those decisions, as well as to lead major corporate transformation. You know, I found that though in these major transformations, the leaders are truly the pivot point of success or failure. You know, so why you? Why the audience? Why those who listen here? So go with me for a second. Close your eyes just for a few minutes. Not if you're driving, though. Don't close your eyes. So just go with me just for a moment and think about some special days in your life. You know, what is the most important days in your life? Is it the day that you got married or the day that you got your first job? It may be a day of an accident you probably have, or the day that your parent passed, or the day you got out of prison, or the day your child was born. These are all special days. Days are significant. They are important. All of these days are milestones in our lives and are very important to shape and mold in some way of who we are and how we feel and how we see the world. I can relate to some of these, of course. It is the day that I got married. The day that I got my first job. Remember, there was a day of an accident that I had, or even one that I almost had. And thank God that we still have my mother, but I had the experience of losing my dad a couple years ago. And I have never been to prison, but the days that my girls were born, or even winning a college football championship, were all important days. This day, which really, even this day here, bringing On Cue to Salem, the Word 100.7, is one of those days. And also another one is published my first book recently, The Leader in the Mirror, A Second Chance to Close the Gap. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but it's out on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, as well as other ways you can get it online. But I'll share more on that later, but I will share something that I leverage in my preface. It's where I leverage a quote from one of my favorite authors, Mark Twain. Twain shared in quote, "The two most important days in your life is the one that you're born and the day that you find out why." If you're listening, I'm sure you've experienced the first one. But what about the second most important day? The second day is about discovering God's purpose, a calling, an election, a reason for being. My answer used to be, as I know as well, but God tried to show me that early in my life, and he tried to give me that. Of course, I ran away and got all turned around, but I'm grateful they didn't give up on me. But my calling is to align, equip, and transform new leaders at the end of the day. And so that is my second day. When I figured out that second day, once he molded these concepts together and what he was trying to do with me, it kind of leads to this point as well as other points along my life. So this life and show is not real about me. I don't want you to get to that. I just want to kind of give you a sense of who we're talking with. But before we move on, I want to just share a little bit more about me. Married almost 18 years to my college sweetheart, Ty. She is my better 80. She's more than my better half. Father of two girls, Carson and Kennedy. Founder, of course, the Q Leadership Institute. I'm not a generation off the plantations in southern Alabama. Former college athlete on the national championship team. Almost 20 years in energy and infrastructure. I'm a founding partner of a small boutique management consulting firm where I help CEOs, corporate boards, and investors in major strategies, M&A, transformation, those types of things, again, to where leaders are really the pivot for success failure. And so I'm thankful again for the one that binds us and brought us a long way. And what I wanted to do is just kind of give you that perspective. But the question is for you, is have you experienced your second day? Or do you know why? If the answer is yes, then you're truly blessed. This show, this ministry is still for you to help you stay in obedience and strengthen and encourage and equip the season for in seasons from seasons in your journey. We help leaders to endure and stay assured. But if your answer is no, you're truly blessed as well, for the Lord is not done with you yet. And the discovery that will take you on this journey in order to discover that. Romans 8:28, things to work for those, work for the good for those who love God and those who call according to his purpose. And I pray that the Lord lead us on this journey together, raising and inspiring and equip us all new leaders for his glory. And we are all called in this vital time and discovery on this second day, which is our question of the day we always have. Why is the second day important? So we're going to continue our dialogue after the break, and we're going to answer that question, why now? Why is it important right now? And we're going to get to some root causes along this. So during the break, please stay with us. You listen to On Cue, and my host, Eric Powell, will be right back.
Chris. Christian Talk Radio. The Word. 100.7 FM.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-900-9981. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-900-9981. That's 1-800-900-9981. 1-800-900-9981.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? Find a job you can believe in and get excited about at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings. They connect devoted people like you with thoughtful employers that share your values. Once you log on and see the quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Log on to ChristianJobs.com. That's ChristianJobs.com.
Our sister station,
94.9 KLTY and Interstate Batteries present Celebrate Freedom 25, Saturday, June 27th at South Fork Ranch. Since this is our 25th anniversary of the largest outdoor Christian concert in America, we're bringing in the artists that you love. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Toby Mac, Third Day, Carrie Jobe, and many, many more. You've made so many memories over the years at Celebrate Freedom. This year, make some more with us. Sponsored by Cornerstone Staffing, Care Now, North Texas Chevy Dealers, and American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at Visiting Angels.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Christian Talk Radio, The Word, 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, our mission here is simple, friends, to help you lead where you are by getting you on cue with God's will. Our show is also supported by Love Scarlet, led by breast cancer survivors, excuse me, tongue tied there, wife, mother, teacher, sister, Army captain, Southern Belle, and woman of faith. Love Scarlet is standing in the gap for breast cancer survivors, families, and loved ones by supporting and building network of love and transforming lives with tenacity, leadership, and resilience based in God's word. So find Love Scarlet on Facebook. So today's question is, why is the second day important? And we're talking about the second day when you find out why you're here, what your purpose is in life. And before the break, we were talking about, we're going to talk about why. Just look in our homes, our communities, our cities, our state, our nation, our world. From Ferguson to Baltimore, from Boston Marathon to ISIS across the world, as well as in Garland, Texas. Debate on the sacred institution of marriage. Just pick an issue across our society. We're fostering a generation that tells leaders of the world or anyone in the world that it's all about me. It's all about me and it's all about me now. It's a me now culture. We're experiencing a shift of a culture of being one to another that's characterized by togetherness, being a brother's keeper, to a culture is about me. And I want it right now, the me now culture. This is creating a gap that parallels some of the gaps in the walls of doing ancient Jerusalem. That's why it's so critical that there's so many parallels in the book about what's happening today. And it's about me and I want it right now. And what you also see is characterized by idleness. I mean idleness in two ways. One, in the truest sense, staying and standing in fear and support or indifference to what is happening around us. Or even the second one, where it seems to be, if we want to spell out idleness, I is for irreverent. Irreverence to God Almighty, to his power, his dominion, his presence, his love, and his wrath. It's where we're moving from a setting our compass and honoring those values that the word gives us to one that's on the self and on the world. There's no seem to be no respect or honoring or even always having self-serving ideas. Again, about me, having that level of irreverence to Lord Almighty. If you go down that word D is for dependence. Dependent on things and anchored in things that are not of the Lord. While our compass is either on ourself, on the world, or some doctrine, rather than having our true north on him in times of joy and as well as pain, we're anchoring ourselves in something that's sustainable, that's eternal, that's immovable, to moving from that one another to self, me. It's an ever-changing culture. What's new? What's new? It's focused on self, the world, and it gives all the things that we're seeing, the inability to cope with those things because those things are not anchored in anything other than ourselves or the world in itself. L is a big one. It is, and it's something we see not only just in our communities, especially in our politics. L is loyalty that is misplaced. Loyalty that doesn't preserve or things that are not sacred or honorable or things that are not bigger than us. We seek to change things just for the sake of changing it. Where we see these things as there seems to be no sense of or worth of being part of something bigger than ourselves. There's some worthy traditions and values that are out there that have been at the beginning since the Lord made this time and our earth. And we seem to stray away from those. But we place our loyalty and allegiance to change. Change for the sake of change. I'm not saying that all change is bad, but saying change for the sake of change has definitely got us in a place to where we are right now. Following blindly just for the sake of it, often from our own fleshly pleasures or wants and needs. Again, about me want it right now. And if you go down the word a little more, I've talked about I, irreverent, D, dependent of things that are not of him, L, loyalty that's misplaced, and E is a big one. E is a big one that we all deal with. You hear it on the news, you hear it in our homes, our communities, our schools, churches. E is for entitlement, where we feel that we, the world, owes us something and the world owes it to us right now. We've all heard the saying, I'm going to get mine. And that's what we see ourselves entitled to anything that comes about, willing to not to wait our turn, being impatient on times, and even looking at some short-term gratifications on on the notion where the world owes us something right now. So even if you throw victimization in that as well, where there's this surge, doesn't we moving from serving families, communities, and nation, and others to operating in a realm of fear, needing some having the grasshopper syndrome as the 12 who went and looked over in the promised land that Moses sent them to look over in the promised land, just having that syndrome, I feel powerless instead of empowered. All of these things, this item is this me now culture, is shielded by something that is in a solid protection that a media and as well as society really supports. It got us creating this gap even more. It is it's infested by political correctness. The narratives of victimization, inequality, fear that our leaders even perpetuate and sit idly by and not doing anything, sitting idle. Frankly, we need some new leadership at all levels, politics, education, business, culture, society, and it really starts with you, the leader in the mirror. So as we, after the break, we'll continue to talk about the me now culture. And you listen to On Cue, your host, Eric Powell, will be right back.
KWRD FM, Highland Village, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner needed replacing.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no savings and our water heater just quit.
Sadly, sometimes it only takes one home system or appliance breakdown to bust your budget. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield protects more of your hard-earned money because they help pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-600-6291. Who wants to pour money into repairs for things like your air conditioner, refrigerator, plumbing, oven, or washer when you get the budget protection you deserve from American Home Shield? Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. It's up to you. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs yourself, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. Protect more of your hard-earned money. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-600-6291.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-6651. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-6651. 1-800-700-6651.
Hey there, he's Doug, and I'm Jackie Velasquez.
Jackie, when it comes to learning something, one of the ways that I can do it is by looking at what other people are doing and see if I can do what they do better.
Really? Okay.
I'm inspired by a story from JT and his friend. They went through mattress experiences that were far from positive. Pushy salesman, $3,000 for a mattress that was not all that, terrible return policy. Their frustration have led to the forming of a new mattress company, and the good news for all of us is we've got the best rest at the most amazing price. I'm talking Tuft and Needle, already the number one top-rated mattress on Amazon.
And it ships directly to your front door.
For free!
I know!
Mattress prices start at $350. We're on board. We've ordered ours, and we want you to order yours next. TuftandNeedle.com.
TuftandNeedle.com.
0% down. No financing and only a dollar a day.
Car buying can be suffocating. countless deals, yelling and high-pressure sales pitches. Don't you really just want to go to a place you can trust? That's why there's El Dorado Chevrolet and El Dorado Mazda in McKinney. Experience the dealership with integrity. El Dorado Chevrolet and El Dorado Mazda off Highway 75 in McKinney.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Radio that will change your life. The Word, 100.7 FM.
Back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Our mission here is simple, friends, to help you lead where you are by getting you on cue with God's will and His purpose. So today's question of the day is, why is the second day important? So during the break, we talked about some of the issues in society creating this gap. And as our ungodly me now culture, which is infested by political correctness, some narratives about victimization, inequality, and fear that we, leaders, and all either perpetuate or sit idly by and do nothing in a sense. So frankly, we need leadership, if it's new leadership physically or just new ideas around all levels of our society. And it really starts with listeners like you and me and the leader in the mirror, which is also the title of my book. It is part of sharing, asking the leader in the mirror to assess themselves and assess themselves, not only their gaps they're involved in, but also the leaders that they allow to lead them as well, based upon biblical purposeful principles based in the book of Nehemiah. So please go out and get that from Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon. But as we talked about, me now culture is continuing to grow, this gap we're talking about, and who is addressing it? I think that this is probably what our ministry is trying to do, and as well as others we meet each and every day. But yet, you know, what are we doing? Especially if you've seen recently, last year, there's a Pew study that came out that shows the worship service attendance in the last few years, and a gap continued to widen. There's a 20% average growth. There's 20% growth that's going to continue to grow over the next few years. There's 63% of people in the U.S. do not attend worship services regularly. And that surprised me. And it's the current trajectory to get about 70%. And there's all sorts of reasons why people decide not to. Personal priorities, practical difficulties, work, health, transportation, issues with church belief, leaders, and services. And 9% says no reason. But that gap will continue to widen as we don't stand the post. But what is the, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, we don't want to treat the symptoms. We want to get to the root. So what is some of the roots of these issues, that's the gaps inside the church, worship services, as well as outside? And the first one is people chasing life without knowing, or understanding, or seeking and accepting that second day, that purpose. That's part of the root problem is, because we're all a call, and we just seek Him. He'll give us that. And then secondly, we suffer from bad leadership, weighed down by either incompetence or imprudence. The third one is not held accountable for our decision-making and being off compass, because we got to focus on either ourselves, the world, or some doctrine, not on a true north or relationship with God Almighty. And fourthly, we feel we refuse to self-assess ourselves, to understand our gaps, to look ourselves in the mirror to say we have issues, and how do we go about changing those and be confronted with those realities if there is something that's glaring or some wound that we're dealing with. But when we talk about today's question, is really about purpose. How do you start in that purpose? Are you there? How do you do it? And why do you do it, or what to do? Or even especially in the me now culture, when we don't have time, or we don't have the resources, or we're not set up yet, we don't have the money, we feel that circumstances and people won't let us. And so we want to share in this segment here about a few points about really starting in your purpose. We all can agree on that Lord has a purpose for all of us and calls us. And I, like many of you, ran and still run. And I was called a long time ago, but I'm convinced I missed some windows and blessings and service to him in this calling. But as I ran, though, the trouble followed me, you know, even from the perspective of had some wake-up calls, as we all have some wake-up calls when we go through our lives and we talk about instances, and as I talked about early in the show, what are some important points in your lives? And one for me was when I had a bad concussion in college. It was really bad. It was bad enough to spend a weekend in the hospital and miss 3 weeks of class. And if been truthfully about my conditions, I probably want to play it again. If we know what we knew now about concussions, I probably want to play another snap. But I was so absorbed in chasing that dream of being able to win a national championship. Eventually we did. But ultimately, I suffered. My studies suffered. I lost my ability to absorb things, not understanding the impacts on my life. I struggled for a long time, and it sent me on a path as an identity crisis, a lack of purpose, misdirection, inability to cope, anger, idleness, all the things we've been talking about today. But at the end of the day, you know, but the word shares, and even from a Nehemiah perspective, and there's a lot of points in there we want to bring out. And Nehemiah was not like this. He saw some problems. Instead of getting angry, he walked in purpose. He came and he called and gave the Lord the glory from the start. But what did he do? What exactly would he do? And once he heard the despair of his people, he didn't run around out to get a coalition. He didn't panic. He didn't go call a press conference. Instead, he stopped, wept, fasted, and prayed. And within that prayer, there's four things that before acting that he did that I use as part of our curriculum, as the core of our curriculum, that extract out those elements and how do you really get on cue with God's purpose and his calling on your life. And we'll talk about that over the next time where we're in together. But, you know, there's been many books written on purpose, on life, and have a purpose-driven life. I think Pastor Rick Warren has a popular one, wrote a good book about leading a purpose-driven life. If you haven't read it, I'm sure hopefully you'll be able to pick it up, and I'm sure a lot of you have. But in short, it talks about finding your purpose, and you find it at the intersection of aspects of life, and the intersection of experiences, relationships, passions, interests, education, resources. And at the intersection, you should be able to solve the mystery of why you're here. You know, once, but the thing about it, there's an order of things you have to go through. And the order of things that starting with the Lord, as Nehemiah did, kind of can bring you kind of understand your purpose, the why. And because the Lord reveal it to you, and if you just got to be able to walk boldly in it. And the first thing, you have to do is simply is this. First order of things, come to Lord as you are. Just come as you are. Broken or intact, anger or happy, hopeful or in dire straits, on drugs or clean. Believe it or not, come as you are in your despair or your hopefulness. Come to the Lord as you are, for he said that he will come. He didn't come to condemn, but to save. But for the word tells it, he's perfected in that weakness of ours. So come with your full testimony, not just the good, but also the bad, because we all have heard it. We've all heard the saying that our misery is our ministry, because there's other people who are out there that are need to hear that story. Just come as you are and use it. And once you come as you are and you know your gifts, you can go to the next step. You can really start where you are. You don't have to wait for resources or wait for investments or wait for someone to call you or wait for an opportunity for a radio station or whatever. Just start doing what he ask of you. And so just start when you start where you are, that means that you are accepting the call, either if it's in your home of leading your family, your wife, your kids collectively, or at school, or in your community, or even at a bus stop. I had a great guest last year, and hopefully we'll be able to bring her on in the next few months. And Angel Nicholas is in New Orleans. She has a ministry called Go Ye Series. And she started just going to the bus stops every morning, praying, rewarding kids for good conduct, for good grades, and being there in the evening, because that's how she got caught up. That's how she got lost in all her demise. And she'll talk about it. I want to give her a story, but if you can get a chance to go back and listen to the show, but she has a testimony beyond belief. You're talking about being in despair. She definitely was, and the Lord brought her a long, long way. So check her out, Go Ye Ministries, and she's really grown the last few months. So either if you're going to accept the call, but if you reject the call when you start where you are, remember that this is God's will. And when but if you don't receive it, the baton may pass you. And let's pray that the Lord does not reject us, even if we reject his calling. Don't be idle. Don't be idle in the first sense of being fear not to be able to take that baton that he's giving you to go do something. Because even as you come as you are, and you start where you are, even if you know your purpose or not, he has provided you some resources, as he did with Nehemiah. You know, if you read the word, Nehemiah didn't have a thing, but after he went to Artaxerxes, King Artaxerxes II, he ultimately left with timber, resources, letters of recommendations. He left with everything he needed, but he was already equipped to that point in order to plead his case. Am I really and there's some gifts that Lord gives us. I'm not talking about the intangible gifts of being able to speak, sing, having charisma, but I'm really talking about the gifts that like we get at Christmas as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And I'm sure we all can think about some sort of great gifts we've gotten over the years. But we think about Christ. He was given three gifts when he was born: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And with the gifts for Jesus. And all these foretold, in my mind, you may disagree, but this is where I'm going to go with it, foretold his purpose. Gold, because he's the one true king, the way, the truth, and the life. Frankincense, for healing, mending, restoring, bringing in new life. And myrrh, for anointing his body. Of course, he was to die and pay the price for us, thereby giving us God's grace, access to the Holy Spirit. And so what are your three gifts? That's our task for this month. Figure out what are those three tangible gifts that Lord gave you along the way. And so that purpose, that helps equip what your purpose is. Mine, I give you one, and you can read the book to give the rest. One was a science kit. I had a microscope and magnifying glass and a host of other things that I ran experiments on bugs and everything else. And that, in a sense, framed my way to be able to dissect the book of Nehemiah and solve problems. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about the third part of finding your purpose. This is On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back.
The Word, 100.7 FM.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1515. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1515.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Have you ever responded to a great deal on carpet cleaning only to find yourself playing let's make a deal once the crew arrived? When you made your appointment, it was all about discounts, free areas, and maybe even gift with purchase. But when the carpet cleaner arrived, it was an extra charge for this and that and lots of pressure to buy extra things you didn't want. At Dalworth Clean, we've cleaned over a million homes since 1976, and there's a good reason we consistently have an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and win the Consumer's Choice Award year after year. Our focus is on making you happy, not making you spend more. So if the deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call Dalworth Clean instead and find out why, after almost 40 years, it's still true. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. Visit Dalworth.com, get a free quote, make your appointment 24/7.
Call 267-8433 because the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and two sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-5562. 1-800-600-5562. 1-800-600-5562. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
The word motivates. The word moves. The word matters. Christian Talk Radio. The word. 100.7 FM.
And we're back. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, our mission here is simple, friends. Help you leave where you are by getting you on cue with God's will. So today's question of the day, why is the second day important? And that comes from a quote I shared early in the show from one of my favorite authors, Mark Twain. He said, the two most important days in life is the one that you are born and the day that you find out why. And so that's why we're talking about finding out why. And that day, that second day, is about God's given purpose of why he exists on this earth. And we set the premise today about the me now culture that has us idle. And we really need individuals to stand a post and understand their God-given purpose and lead in that purpose. And before the last segment, we talked about how do we start getting on our purpose. And of course, there's a variety of ways that people talk about getting on purpose. And I want to give some tactical ways of starting that. So the first one that we talked about was just come as you are. Your full testimony, good or the bad. Second is start where you are. Just accept the call. No matter where you are, what are you doing? Just start doing it once he gives you. And the third piece is what we talked about, the gifts, those gifts. Just use what you have. If it's your gifts, your experiences, your relationships, your passions, your interests, your educations, all those things we talked about, and just use those in a sense collectively in order to start bringing this gap, mending this gap that we all see each and every day. So just picture challenge in our society, where we need to economically, socially, educationally, politically, and there's a failure in leadership because of the failure of purpose. And this failure happens one of two reasons in leadership. Number one, incompetence. You're not ready. We're not ready. Number two, imprudence. We're not ethical. We make immoral, irreverent decisions. I believe that incompetence one can be trained away, but the imprudence one, the bad ethics, may not be can be trained away, or can be it can't I say it can't be separated from God. Goodness, I'll say that again. It cannot be separated from God's goodness. So, but just like the challenges in life and society as a whole, this failure in leadership is really at the root. Failure in leadership and purpose and accountability and assessing ourselves at the very root of what we're trying to do. And it's time to really turn and shift the tides and change the game in a sense. And in order to do that, we need at least two types of leaders. We need one, those transformational leaders, those chiefs who are dynamic game changers who can help shift momentums of what we're dealing with. And Nehemiah is a model for that. We also need some gatekeepers who can stand at the wall, who can stand the post once the gaps are closed, because we need all of us to be accountable and to find our second day, to get on cue with that. And as we look at that, though, you know, when we talk about those two types of leaders, those shepherds, the transformational leaders, those dynamic game changers, those gatekeepers, but too many of the leaders in our nation, our communities and places of worship and families are sitting alley in our society and feel with that irreverence to God's power, dominion, love, wrath, and presence. We remain idle instead of solving problems, focus on results, providing a true transformation. Too many of us are so comfortable with sitting out and declare, hey, that's not my problem. That's not my problem. And we hang back in fear or not acting out because of political correctness. That's not politically correct thing to do. And we're sitting idle instead of calling on God, our eternal source, instead of standing in faith and getting in the gap and giving this generation a fighting chance, an absolute fighting chance in order to do something different, in order to close these gaps, give them purpose and along the way. And so, you know, as we go through, my mom would always say that we have to give account. We have to give an account to God. Anytime we did something, you're going to have to give an account to God. And the same things applies. What part do you and I play in this me now culture? What part do we play in this idleness? How do we give an account? Have we confronted the leadership and talked about some things that we need to stop doing? You know, I recently had a series called Stop Doing Things We Have to Stop Doing. It's based in Proverbs 17. If you look at that, those 24, 25 verses give you some great notions of things that we as leaders, even people, have to stop doing. And so ultimately, if you sum it up, they're doing things for societal gain. It's economic, political, social, or educational, of spewing, but you do it spewing out negativity and nastiness that is never ending evil. And we have to go and get back to, instead of trying to injure people, we have to really get to the point where we start not judging, but actually looking to say. We always try to incite as some type of reaction, some negative, or throwing something into a fire or something, even to inflaming things with our words, with our articles, with whatever, just getting reaction. And more so, it's just like on a playground fight. We see people in the background instigating things just to prick us in such a way that keeps us blinded and stifled in this. You know, all these narratives, though, all these narratives is about a cycle that we find ourselves in. And believe it or not, the same issues that we saw with the Sigma Alpha Epsilon and even with Ferguson and other things, the same things are at the root. It goes back to decision making. It goes to decision making, and whatever your decision making is anchored in, that's how the decisions are made, right? There's a cycle of, if it's from violence, victimization. If you go from ISIS, you go from some sort of violence. You create some victims, and that situation events create recruits. That recruits create more violence, and that violence create more victims, and that victims create more recruits. It's a vicious cycle that we all have to break, and we got to understand that. And maybe there's some people that need that to happen, but ultimately we have to find ourselves as leaders, as purposeful followers. We have to go out. We get some things we just have to stop doing. I'm not just speaking to an audience, I'm speaking to myself and all those that are around us at the end of the day. And so as we share this me now culture that we live in, it's not about me. It tells us it's about me, and I want it right now. It's characterized by idleness in a sense of being frozen, but also idleness of being irreverent, dependent on things that are not of God. L, loyalty that's misplaced, and E, entitlement. And we've been discussing this shift to being one to another. But at the end of the day, though, you know, before we go, we've come up on time, and we want to continue this dialogue over the next few weeks or so. But we want to give our – we want to thank Love Scarlett for support, and as well as leading and helping family with breast cancer survivors, and as well as their families and loved ones, and really helping to transform those lives. You know, I also like to thank those from the beginning of this on Blog Talk, and a special thanks to my friend, good friend Reverend Doreen Washington, who tricked me into his studio a year and a half ago to start doing this. And also have to ask for all of you for your prayers. Put us on your prayer list. Like us on Facebook or on Q Radio, and follow us on Twitter at Q Leadership. Invite a friend to listen to the show. If you're a church leader, and if you're leading a church on the field, at home, in the community, or anywhere, consider us to enhance your leadership. You can find us on our website at Q Leadership at cueleadership.org.com. If you want to be a sponsor, please email us at onq@qleadership.com. Also, buy my book, Leader in the Mirror. It's on Amazon and Noble. And so I dedicate this show to my better half and to the women in my life. And until, if we, as my mom said, if we live, Lord, spare, we'll see you and talk to you next week.
KWRD FM. If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're debt relief advocates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-558-1102. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Debt Relief Advocates now and see how much money you could save for free. 1-800-558-1102. That's 1-800-558-1102. 1-800-558-1102.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner needed replacing.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no savings and our water heater just quit.
Sadly, sometimes it only takes one home system or appliance breakdown to bust your budget. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield protects more of your hard-earned money because they help pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-600-6291. Who wants to pour money into repairs for things like your air conditioner, refrigerator, plumbing, oven, or washer when you get the budget protection you deserve from American Home Shield? Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. It's up to you. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs yourself, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. Protect more of your hard-earned money. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-600-6291.
When it comes to depression, you need to trust your gut. If you see that your aging mother or father is acting differently, pay attention. The changes that often come in later life, like retirement, the death of a loved one, increased isolation, medical problems, can often lead to depression. And that's why Carrollton Springs wants you to know they specialize in geriatric depression. They truly understand how to help our seniors and to do something to help them get back to life and joy and happiness. Carrollton Springs offers faith-based healing, inpatient or outpatient therapy. They know how to address their physical symptoms like energy, sleep, appetite, and their physical health. And Carrollton Springs wants you to know that depression is not an inevitable part of aging, and there's so much that can be done. It begins with a phone call, 972-242-4114. If you or someone you love is facing depression, call Carrollton Springs, 972-242-4114 or online at carrollton springs.com. Carrollton Springs, there's hope, there's help.